This is St. Louis Public Radio. Agricultural runoff and wastewater treatment plant discharge are threatening water quality in many lakes in Missouri. But regulators, scientists, and environmentalists disagree on how to address this type of pollution. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen explains.
It's a bright, brisk day at Lake Taneycomo, a fast-moving lake that snakes around the city of Branson. Standing in the lake are several dedicated fishermen who are snagging trout in mid-February. Watching them is local resident David Casaletto.
So it comes out of the dam, and this is the start of Lake Taneycomo.
Casaletto is also the executive director of Ozarks Water Watch, a group that oversees water quality in the Ozarks. To Casaletto, Lake Taneycomo is mostly clean. But under the Environmental Protection Agency's recently proposed water quality rule, the lake would be considered impaired or too polluted for human use.
Why would you call this impaired? Why would you say you've got to do a lot of work on it? People are fishing here today while we're out here.
The Missouri Department of Natural Resources and EPA are working on regulations to address nutrient pollution in reservoirs and lakes larger than 10 acres, like Lake Taneycomo. Nutrient pollution happens when chemical runoff from farms or discharges from sewage treatment plants overload bodies of water with nitrogen and phosphorus. That can make lakes and rivers unsuitable for recreation or drinking. It can also cause fish kills, algal blooms, and dead zones. The Missouri Coalition for the Environment sued the EPA in 2016 for failing to make Missouri regulate nutrient pollution. That led to a settlement that required the federal agency to come up with a plan unless the state could do so by this past December. The state almost had a draft ready but missed the deadline. The EPA is taking public comments on its plan and the state's. Both plans monitor nitrogen and phosphorus, but the state's plan sets higher thresholds than the EPA's. Peter Good is a Washington University scientist who works with the Missouri Coalition for the Environment. He says this results in very different levels of protection.
The state's proposal only proposes to protect aquatic life. The EPA's proposal proposes to protect aquatic life, recreational uses, and drinking water.
The state's proposal would require cleanup plans for 34 lakes and reservoirs, while the EPA's plan would require cleanup plans for 113. The latter includes Lake Taneycomo, Mark Twain Lake, and Lake of the Ozarks. John DeLashman oversaw water quality programs for the EPA region that includes Missouri. Before retiring last fall, he says he was concerned that Missouri's approach would be too reactive to fish kills and algal blooms.
You have to protect against those. You don't want to be reacting to fish kills. It's better if the fish stay alive.
Others argue the EPA uses a one-size-fits-all approach that doesn't consider the vast differences between Missouri's lakes. Daniel Obrecht is a lake researcher at the University of Missouri-Columbia.
You might have two water bodies that have the same nutrient levels. You know, the one that may be impaired may be a 10-acre reservoir. The one that's not impaired, a 1,000-acre reservoir.
Some are also concerned about how much the EPA's plan would cost wastewater facilities connected to impaired lakes. The MDNR estimates its plan would cost $83 million. The EPA's plan could cost $1.7 billion. Here's David Casaletto again at Lake Taneycomo.
We need to protect this lake, but do we need to tighten down controls on treatment plants? It's hard to say that is necessary.
Wastewater treatment plants will be held accountable, but the two plans won't do much to address agricultural runoff. It's difficult to trace excessive nutrients to farms that may be causing the problem. The Missouri Coalition for the Environment contends that neither proposal is aggressive enough at preventing pollution. Here's Peter Good again.
We think that the EPA should more or less go back to the drawing board.
The public will have until Monday to comment. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.